Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with Tara Barrow. Today I'm gonna take through an exercise that I do when I'm trying to figure my life out. I'm making sounds because there's a video with this, by the way, and I'll be running through you. When I plan, I call it life design, actually. That's how I work with it. And so this is for 2023 because we are December 26th, as I'm putting this down. And the question that I've been asking myself is, where do I want to be next year? Except the where is not as much as important to me today as in what do I want to be doing. These are not about the projects, about the career choices, or this is more deep underneath. As you can see, actually, there's one category which says what brings you joy. And let me go through it and then I'll develop more on that later. So first of all, 2023. I have a theme for 2023 and it's nature, hence the leaves. I haven't written this yet. As I've noticed that I want to be closer to nature. Nature heals me, makes me feel better, makes me feel nourished, energizes me. And this is something that I want to push towards. Different years have different themes, but that's the word that I'm focusing on for 2023. Afterwards, I like to list what brings me joy. And what brings me joy really... No, it doesn't depend, actually. It's any activity that I do that brings a smile to my face. Activity or people, actually. So the last time I did this, which actually was 3 months ago, I can do this every 3 months or 6 months, depending on how I feel and how things are going. So this is really up to you. Last time it was nature, being outside, teaching what I know. I love being able to share everything that I've learned and then concentrate it so that it's easier for the person in front. I have now more than 15 years plus of like changes, traveling, and just adapting experience, and being able to sort of condense that and share it into little nuggets just brings a smile, especially when I see that it makes other people think like, oh, I never thought about it this way. I really like those moments. Guiding through transformations. So that's about transitions. And then also my superpowers. I did add those because... Yeah, what I call my superpowers actually was guiding through transition. I am looking at my computer, by the way. There is a video with this podcast. I did mention it. So my superpowers, the one that I've written was ending an 11-year relationship. That was a few years ago. But I'm very proud of how I handle that, how I managed to communicate, being understanding, and not making myself be horrible to the other person. Moving out of a country in 1 month, so moving out of my flat and arranging everything, and that's just like, it makes me smile, and it was very easy. It felt easy because I've done moves like this, not like that, but moving houses, flats, frequently. But moving out in 1 month of like just moving everything out, giving my flat out, and I'm proud of that. And investing in my financial education. June 2021 till July 2022, I invested, saved. I was trying to think where I wanted to go with this train of thought, sorry. I saved and repaid a lot of money. I will actually be making an episode on this because I've been wanting to share this for a while. So I've saved and repaid a lot of money, and then I saved more to go traveling for 5 months, which I came back from. All that through a year of full-time work, which I'm very happy of this achievement that I've done. And another thing that brings me joy is community and connection. So bringing people together and creating connections, whether it's for me or just others together, that just makes me smile. And activities, hobbies that I have are salsa, swimming, freediving, reading, acting, improvising, producing, sailing. Those are fun activities I have. And then when I do that, so when I put it, what brings me joy here, then I try to find also common things. So for example, in the hobbies that I've added, a lot of it has to do with water. And so I keep that in mind when I'm thinking of the next location. Sometimes it might not be by the water, but just remember, like, water is a space where I feel good, from the swimming, freediving, and sailing. I want to surf more as well. Work in progress. Right, so that's the first thing that I like to do. So what lifts me up? So this is easy for me to do because I just go back and think of any things that I do that I have a big fat grin on my face and just write that down, so you can do the same. Afterwards is the people who matter, and then the locations. So for those, for me, I am a very, what do I call them? Loved ones, I call them loved ones. So friends and family are loved ones. And I just write them down. So my family's up top, and then I'll have friends who are absolutely amazing. I mean, in the past month, people that I can just send a message, tell them how I feel, they just listen, they don't need to fix me, they don't need to find a solution, they can sit and hold in the pain, be empathetic with me, and it's incredible. And out of these people, I write a list of, there's about 15 people. Yeah, I write the locations where they at, because the locations matter, as I'll talk about that later. But yeah, just the location. So the people and the locations. And then the people who actually, not actually, but the people who lift me up. So out of these people here, there are people where, no matter when, like 90% that I spend time with them, I will feel positively energized after spending time with them, whether it's online or in person. These people are golden. I have four on my list and absolutely love these people. They're just my rocks, really are. If you're listening to this, I'm guessing you know who you are. Love you guys. You're amazing. Right. So next are my values. There's only two dashes with those, because I believe you don't have multiple. Like, if you have so many values, you don't know which ones are the principal ones. They can shift throughout your lifestyle, and they are exercised to really pinpoint what are your core values, meaning what are the guiding force throughout your whole life. Mine are integrity and growth. It's integrity, because just I just do my actions first and then I talk about what I've done. It's, yeah, and you can't deny that, and you can't say it doesn't work like that when somebody's done it. You're like, it can work like that. It's not always working like that, but it can work like that with a certain attitude. And growth, I'm curious. I'm open-minded and curious, and I just want to keep learning more and more and sharing it, as per what I said from mentioning about joy. So those are these ones, the values. And then your non-negotiables. Again, two slices. I actually have one really non-negotiable, and that is location independence. I want to be able to work from anywhere in the world, whatever I do. So if there's an opportunity that comes my way and it's fixed to a location, there's going to be an extremely strong specific reason why I am doing this. I'm saying this because I am thinking of going for a location dependent temporary job, but I'm getting something that I want out of it, and it's a short time. I love these people, and I want to be able to travel. My people are worldwide, and I want to be able to travel and spend time with them. That's why I put the location there with them, because I want to be able to do my job anywhere in the world. I just need internet and some electricity. Right. And what I also add is a time frame of the locations that I would like to be. I did that for last year. It can change. This time I'm quite hesitant because there's quite a few things I want to be... Not actually, there's one thing that I want to be setting into place before I make the next decision. And until I have that done, I'm not fixing any locations. And people are asking me, where are you going to be in 2023? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And that's okay. I do have a couple of ideas. But I'm also going to choose that according to the people and where they're at and the things that bring me joy. So for example, water is one thing that's important. So I want a seaside place eventually. And so then that's going to go into the locations. Even if it's not most of the year, it's going to be a part of the year where I am by the water. And I like to add the date on the bottom as well. Actually, December 2022, as I take a picture of this and then I have it as a background on my computer with MacBooks. I don't know if you can do this with Windows or other things, but you can have a folder and your backgrounds rotate. And so I have shuffling backgrounds on my laptop. So every now and then that will come up and this will be like my vision board life design. This is a guiding thing. So what I do with this, once all this is written, which is actually really helpful, is I put this in front and I just look at it. And by looking at everything from a bigger picture, so what brings me joy, the activities, the people, the non-negotiable, the values, and my focus word, then ideas will come up in my head and then I can figure out the next little projects that I want to be taking on and choosing from that. So that's the life design exercise that I do. I'm gonna take a picture of this and put it as well so you can have a look. And you can find the wherever you're listening to this. If you're watching this on YouTube, down for the descriptions, on a podcast as well, it's on Spotify with The Rising Tide of Tara Barrow, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, available on there. And you'll be able to download this exercise. If you have any questions in the particular areas, you can message me on whichever comment locations, or you can send an email hello@tarabarrow.com. That's hello, hello at tarabarrow, tarotbarrow.com. And yeah, let me know in depth what you'd like to know more about, or if you have any questions about the life design exercise that I've just talked about. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast so that you can know any other thing that comes up and you're interested in listening to. I will be talking more about this and what I'm going through on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you listen to what's gonna happen. I have no clue yet. I know that I'm gonna be in France in January, and that's about it. So stay tuned, but there's traveling involved. Yes. How, when, what? No clue. We'll see. Thanks for staying all this way. And if you've taken away something or you think somebody else can take something away, please do share it. I know I've struggled sometimes with this thing. And so any tools that can help, just share them. It's free. All right. Bye.